This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. How are you? We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We begin today, Simen Tzadi. Makom Haroi L'Hispalel U'L'Hispalel Ematzibor. The place that is fit, worthy to daven with the Tzibor, V'din HaHoylech B'Derech, and the din of travelers. Sif Aleph, HaMispalel L'Yamid L'Yagabe Mita, one who daven should not stand on a bed. V'L'Yagabe Kisei, not on a chair. V'Le'a Gabi Safsa, not on a bench. V'afilu Einon Gavayin, even if it's not tall. V'Le'a Gabi Makam Gavaya, not on a high spot. Elam Ken Hoya Zokin, Oichoyla. Unless somebody is old or sick, what does that mean? Why would a sick person have to stand on top of a chair? It means on a bed. It's hard for him to get off the bed. Oishoy Kavanos Hashmir Latzibor, or if he's standing on a high spot because he's the chazan. And he has to make his voice heard. Okay. Now, how tall is this high spot that you shouldn't stand on? We'll see in Sif Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkadna, V'afilu. Even if it's not three. In other words, you should not stand on a bed or a chair or a bench, even if it's not three tefachim tall. Why? Because when you're standing on them, you're preoccupied. V'yarei shema yipo. You're afraid you might fall. Now, yesterday we were talking about standing on a bus. L'chayra, if standing on a chair that's one tefach tall or two tefachim tall, you're not allowed to daven because you're afraid you might fall, it's hard to say that you'd be allowed to daven standing on a bus because you're basically holding on for dear life. Okay, l'fiza mashi tir b'song b'zakin b'choyla, after ein boi mishum gavos. According to this, that which we allow an old person or a sick person, even though there's no gaiva there. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing in a second reason why you shouldn't stand on one of these places. Number one, we're afraid you might fall, and number two, it's gaiva dik. We're going to see later on another svara is that there should not be a chatzitza between you and the floor. Mikamakam ye'aser lamed machmas bi'asusa. By a zaken and a chayla, even though there's no gaiva, but l'chayra, it should be aser to stand because of a fear. So then why do we allow a zaken and a chayla to stand on a high spot? So achlay maratam, you have to say the reason is, d'loy hitrichu chachamim. The chachamim were not matriach you. V'hitiru l'spalel aleihem b'meh she'itav lay. B'yeshiva oy ba'amida. It's that the chachamim didn't want to bother the zaken or chayla. They allowed him to daven in that situation, sitting or standing. Oy yeshloy mar d'may yisham b'gamnid lak b'yasusa. Or it's talking about a case where there's no fear. Now, l'chayra, this is a machloikis mechaber and Rama. Because if you look in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Shir makam gavayish amru shleisha tvachim. But here in Sif Aleph, the Rama says, even if it's not three tvachim tall. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, Einon gvayim habach v'ataz matir, and the bach and the taz allow you if it's not three tvachim tall. Aval el yirava poisei ka shulchan aruch. Now, one second. The Mechaber says, don't stand on a bed or a chair. And the Rama adds, even if it's not three tefachim tall. The Bach and the Taz are matir if it's not three tefachim tall. But the El Yaraba paskins like the Shulchan Aruch? What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch also holds, it does not have, it's only if it's three tefachim tall. Does he mean the El Yaraba paskins like the Rama? What does the Mishnah Berurah mean that the El Yaraba paskins like the Shulchan Aruch? Whose words are Va'afilu Einon Gvayin Gimel? I thought it's the Rama. Is the Rama arguing on the Shulchan Aruch? Or the Rama is explaining the Shulchan Aruch? L'chara, the Rama's arguing. Okay, I'm not sure, unless the Mishnah Berurah, when he says Shulchan Aruch, he means the Rama here. V'loy al gabe, one should not be on a high spot. L'fisha in gavos of ne'amakim. There's no arrogance before the Almighty. Shenemar mimamakim k'rasich Hashem. Zokein oichayla. An old person, shekashaloy leirid me'alamita, that's difficult for them to come off the bed. Unless you need to stand there, l'hashmiya l'atzibar. The mutter l'aylamayr agabi makam gavaya, that's mutter for him to be on a high spot. V'afila agabi kisei oisavsal, even on a chair or a bench. A chazan could stand. Ve'im b'zal misham gaiva, so it's not gaiva. V'yeshman achram shekosu d'heicha, d'yeshman misham b'yasusa. That if there's a concern of fear, afila l'hashmiya l'atzibar asa would be asa even to announced to the tzibur. Kasa magen Avram. She'achshav nagu. Nowadays the minhag is she'hamakom she'ashel tzibur oimed alav. That the place the she'ach tzibur stands on, hu amoik mishar beis haknesses, is lower than the rest of the shul. Mishum mimamakim krasich Hashem. Because of the idea articulated in the pasuk, from the depths I call out to you. V'chein nikra hashaz v'chamakom yoyred lefnei hateva. That's why he's called Yored Lefnei HaTeva, because the spot is lower. There are many shuls where the spot of the chazan is actually lower than the rest of the floor. Okay. What? Either one.
Folks about standing all the time. I'm thinking about sitting. And then, why would a zaken feel comfortable standing on a bed?
Harder to stand up on a bed than to get out of the bed and stand on the floor. What would the case be that he has to stand on the bed?
It would seem that standing is harder, and it doesn't talk about sitting at all in the
Mishnah Berurah adds that we're mako for the zaken, whatever is easier for him, be shiva or be amida. Either sitting on the bed or standing on the bed. You know, what would a case be that it's easier to stand on the bed than to get off? I don't know. If there's a situation that somehow standing on the bed is easier than getting off, we allow that. Again, I still don't understand Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Beis. I'm understanding that when you have in parentheses Vafil Inan Gavayan, that's the Ramah talking. No? Let's say we had in the previous siman on the second line, Im Efshalai Likris Shema Ala Derech, the Hainish is Gam Pasuk Rishain, L'chaira, that's.
Are there two different things? There's Makam Kavoya and then there's Basel Lekisei? Because the next Sif Beis, Shir Makam Kavoya Shamru, is not referring to Basel
Lekisei. Mm-hmm. So a mita, a kisei,
and a sapsel is one thing. That's a few in a gavaya gimel, and then it's loyal gam makom gavaya, and then sevays is sheer makom gavaya.
So then, you're saying the Rama would not be arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. He's explaining there are two different things. One thing is kalim. It's even if it's not gavaya gimel, and then makom gavaya is only gimel. Yeah. I like that, especially because the source of the Ramah is the Beis Yosef. So to say that the Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber when the source of the Ramah is the Beis Yosef would be... I think you're right, Mendy. So in other words, Hamispalel lo yamid al gabe mita, v'lo yagabe kisei, v'lo yagabe safsal, if you're standing on a kli, even if it's not three. Why? Because you might fall. Even if it's not so high. Why? Because it's maybe it's rickety. In other words, it's not only the height. The whole thing might collapse. It might not be so wide. And then there's something called makam gavaya. Makam gavaya, so it's going to have to be high. Okay, very good. Give him a cigar or something. Okay, so that doesn't work. But, okay. So Sif Beis... Sif Beis, Shir Makam Gavaya Sha'amru, Shloisha Tvachim. The shir of a high spot that they said, that's if it's three Tvachim. Hay Gavaya Shloisha, if it's three Tvachim tall, the Yeshbei Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, and it's 4x4 Amos wide, then it's not considered Makam Gavaya, Hareyu Ka'aliya, it's like an upper floor, Umutu Espalba, you could daven there. In other words, it's not considered a place that you're afraid. Or it's a separate story. V'chinim hayamukaf mechitzais. Or if it's like a bima surrounded by mechitzais, afapi she'in by arba al arba, motor espalba. Even if it's not 4x4, you could daven there. She'in gavay nikar. Kim and shechalik rishus. It's not recognizable in its height because it's a separate rishus. You know, the din that if it's arba al arba, it's like an aliyah. What problem is this taking care of? Is it that if it's arba al arba, you're not afraid you're going to fall? Is it if it's arba al arba, it's not gaiva? It sounds like both. It takes care of both issues. Says Mishabro Makam Gavaya Perish, Afilhu Aras Smichta. Even if it's compact, even if it's earth, in other words, it's part of the terrain, and it's three tvachim. Also, you can't stand on daven. Less than this, the height is not recognizable. Okay. Mukaf mechitzas ubima chadasha shabesik nesesh adain lahuk from mechitzas. A new bima in the shul that is not surrounded by mechitzas pashut the also espalah is pashut that you're not allowed to daven in it on it. Umiul inyan shamish. However, regarding shamish shemakoymai lamaid sham bekfius letzarche beisak neses nira demutter. The shamish, who this is his set spot for the shul, he has to make announcements. He has to show people where they're up to. Nira demutter kamayla inyan umanin besiv gimel. Okay, let's start Siv Gimel briefly. Workers that are working for the boss, they could daven at the top of an olive tree or a fig tree. This is not an issue of not standing on a tall place and davening. Because since they went up to do their malacha, it's like they went up to an upper story. Uvishari lanois, by other trees, tsri chimlewe, they have to come down. Vahatam shenishtana hazayas mishari lanois, the reason why hazayas is different than other trees, because hazayas, and I guess a te'ina, has more branches than other trees. It's hard to get up and down. They're going to lose that on their work. If you're working on an apple tree, the lack of bittel, where it's easier to get up and down, you should come down. But if you're the boss, the boss needs to come down even from an olive or fig tree. He doesn't have to get the job done at a certain time. He works for himself. Just because they're lenient for workers, because they lose out on the work they need to do for the boss. Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll pick it up next week, Monday, Bezos Hashem, Sif Dalet. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everyone. Kol Tov.
Why does working for a boss preclude halacha? Why isn't this all off then? Oh, it's going to take away from you. Okay. The boss says, you're not allowed to daven minchah during the day. I don't like you. That's not this dance, but...
He could do that. He could say, look, it's the summertime, daven mincha later, after 6:30.
No. There's only 30. You can't daven mincha during the day. I don't like
you. So, there are minimum things you have to do, but... If you take a financial responsibility, that's a biblical Sheba. That's going to trump everything. You're meshubed to the boss, so that's a dairaisa. to stand and be mechavein by Shmoneh Esrei is the Drabanan. That's simply, you know.
A stage where a chazan stands. So that's level for a dollar, right? So it would be a separate. Why is there no issue of being a separate rishus? So like, out of the minion.
A cholak rishus is not going to. If it's rishus, let's say, it's still not, let's say, what we call a makam ptur. It's just separated, but in terms of, it's not going to halachically separate the areas that you're not mitzarif to the minyan. Yeah. You can't.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.